This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Here in studio with the principal of Ivela Bahlege Secondary School, Mlazi. Mr. Begim Shongo is a passionate educator. He has been an educator for the past 25 years. He has been a principal for 16 years. He's the current principal at Ivela Bahlege Secondary School, a school that has proudly obtained 100% pass rate in the year 2021. Under his leadership, the school has also received 2 awards from the Etegwini municipality for an excellent pass rate in the year 2021. We welcome the student Jeremanjige, Mr. Begim Shong.
Yes, Sobana Luyanda, and the listeners as well.
Are you good? Patagashi MUT?
Yes, I'm enjoying my presence here.
Yes. Thank you so much for dropping everything that you have to do. On MUT Radio, specifically on Isanganani Midday Show. We really, really appreciate your presence. And we do hope that the interview you're about to have right now is also a balalel bay too. And in your time, we'll see even the students from Ivela Bahlege and they're really, really excited about it.
Yes, I think they will have an opportunity to listen to it. So I appreciate the moment and the platform as well. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mshongo, in your opinion, why did Utatu Nelson Mandela feel that education is important?
Let me start by saying that Nelson Mandela went to prison for 27 years. And when he went to prison, he was already educated. He was a lawyer by profession.
Yes.
So if Dr. Nelson Mandela did not go to school, even when he came back from prison, he would not have been a president of the country. So education is very, very important, because when he says, education is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world, close quote. So I feel that even the legislations, the prescripts, he would not have been able to read them if he had not been educated. So education is very, very important. You can have political power, but you also need to understand. And to understand things, education is of paramount importance.
Without education, you can't even understand a document.
You can't even interpret a document. You can't even interpret the information that is given to you.
Yeah. So what are the benefits of education in society, particularly the black society?
The challenge that we have in our country, and it's been mentioned by the current president and the former president, is inequality. So the challenge, it's inequality, it's poverty, and also unemployment. So if you are to bridge the gap, inequality, it's important that you get educated, because it actually means that the ground is leveled. You are not going to discriminate me because I'm black, because I've got same qualifications as you.
Yes.
And another thing is that it eradicates poverty. The children that we teach, they are a ticket out of poverty for their families. So if you are educated, you can actually run away from poverty. Poverty is something that you need to run away from. It's not something that you must own. It's not something that you must embrace.
Yeah.
And another thing is that unemployment. We have got a challenge of unemployment. The problem is that people are unemployable because they're not educated.
Yes.
So if you are educated, you get a skill, and therefore if there are opportunities, you can then get employed because you are educated. So for us as black people, it is important. There are quite a number of things that we are running away from. It's an issue of inequality, it's an issue of poverty, it's an issue of unemployment. You can't even create employment when you are not educated.
Yes.
So it is very, very important.
Speaking about the importance of running away from poverty and inequality using education, in your thought, what are the personal benefits of education to all individuals?
You know, the benefits of education, first of all, it gives you confidence.
Yes.
You know, if you are educated, you can ask questions.
Kalula.
Yes, easily. If you are educated, you can operate an ATM.
Yes.
If you are educated, you have you are assertive.
Mm.
Yes, you can ask questions, you are assertive. Another thing is that if you are educated, you are, people cannot exploit you. All right, because you are empowered. So, and also education is important in a sense that, you know, when you are if you are not educated, you become a slave.
True.
Of the educated.
Mm.
But when you are educated, you don't become a slave of other people. Somebody said education makes us better versions of ourselves. So it is very, very important. Ellen Nongren says education is one thing no one can take away from you.
Mm.
So I always say to people, to my learners, that certificate is more important. Education certificate is more important than marriage certificate.
True.
Because your wife can leave you,
yes.
Your husband can leave you, but the certificate has got your name.
Mm.
It's not in community of property.
Yes.
It's for an individual. So those are the personal benefits of education.
You know, Wankumbuza, my mom. So my mom used to say, "So cool, Ati Lusanda, you need to work very hard. Make sure that you concentrate in your studies, upase kahle, because education umyeni wakho, imfundo umyeni wakho. You cannot run away from that because umyeni wakho ngakubalekela wena. You can get divorced or anything like that. But if you have education." You can take your certificate to Zelapikona and go apply for a job, you know.
Yes.
Because as women, we are raised in the form that we need to be someone's wife.
That's true.
So you understand this in makaya le uguti melo ukutale melo wazopega because you're gonna be someone's wife. But they're not teaching us the importance of education.
Yes. I don't know how much I really can emphasize the fact that a girl must be taught to clean.
Yes.
Not because she's going to get married, because it's a good thing.
Yeah.
You must make your bed, not because you are going to get married, because it's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Yes. But also another thing, some of the most important thing is that there are, I'm not sure how your viewers are going to feel about this, but I want to say, or saying to my kids, we also need to teach our girls not to be slave queens, but to be real queens.
Mm.
Because a slave queen is just a decorated parasite. A person that feeds from other people, but doesn't contribute anything to other people.
Mm.
Yes. So I'm saying that we need to empower our women to say that your responsibility is not just to give birth to his kids.
Yes.
You have to provide something, you need to put something on the table. Yeah, so that even if he passes away, even if he divorces you, but you can still
take care of yourself.
Yeah, because sometimes people stand and they tolerate abuse. Not because they want to tolerate it, but because there's no way they are going to live without this person. So education is important in that sense.
Mm. What is the significance of education in building social cohesion?
Let me start by saying that we live together as people,
yeah.
And we come from different groups and different races.
Yes.
But there are common values that all of us actually espouse. What social cohesion develops, if you are of a different religion and I'm of a different religion, and we have got different cultures, for instance,
yeah.
I learn about your culture, and I learn to live with you. Mm. I learn about your religion, and I learn to live with you. So. But for me to understand who you are, I need to learn who you are. So education is important. The another thing is simple things like respect, right? Mm. It promotes social cohesion. Respect is not taught in your, I call it a capital letter E education. But it is taught in a small letter E education.
Yeah,
it is taught at home.
Yeah.
Respect, humility is taught at home. Integrity, your character, interpersonal skills. How do you live with other people? how do you treat other people?
Mm.
Are you considerate? Are you able to handle criticism? Do you have a thick skin?
Mm.
All right. Are you gentle? Are you kind? Are you loving? Are you caring? Do you have self-control? You know, another very, very important thing that you will not get from school is I tell my kids at school to say that some of you will not come of this out of the school, exit the school system and go to Mangosuthu University of Technology. Mm. Some of you will not go to UKZN or whatever teacher institution.
Mm.
But I teach them the mentality and the mindset of hustling.
Yes.
Right. That you might have challenges and not be able to go to school, but you can start by doing something, hustle.
Have skills.
And have a skill and then empower yourself, get money. Then you pay for your own studies. All right. Mm. So that is important. But on the issue of social cohesion, it is important that we learn common goals, common values with other people in our society. Things like the issue of education is important for everybody. And also another important thing, taking care of the environment. Those are the things that we are common in terms of our belief systems, and it's important that you take care of all those things.
As we're about to wrap up the interview, Mr. Mhlongo, what would you say is the future of education in South Africa?
I think the challenge that we need to deal with in our country is that we teach our students to be employed, but not to be employers. And that is the challenge that we have. And number two, we teach our children that if you want to be successful, you must do something that will make you wear a tie and a suit. All right?
Yeah.
And so we need to, those are the things that we need to unlearn.
Yes.
All right. And number three, our teacher institutions, the people that are in strategic management, the people that design curriculum, they must also understand what are the demands in the market today. So a high school must be able to provide subjects that are actually needed. Like, for instance, now we are in the fourth industrial revolution. Mm. So, but we have robotics in schools. Do we have coding in schools? We don't have those things.
Mm.
All right. Our tertiary institutions must actually study what is required. So the people that are in a strategic position to actually map education must begin to say, they must have a helicopter view.
Mm.
What is the future of the country? Where are the courses that we are providing in our schools, are they not going to be obsolete by the time a learner finishes the course?
Mm.
So what I'm saying is that we need to look at the future. We need to design curriculum to meet the demands of the market today, but not only today. We must look at what is going to be required in the next 20 years
future.
And what will be required in the next 30 years.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.